تفاوتی که میان مکتب انبیا و مکتب‌های بشری هست.
The difference between prophet schools and humans school is
Shahid Motahhari's character is combined of many different traits. His many different dimensions is what makes him a unique and
تاریختن خون عزیز ما تأیید شد انقلاب ما.
By shedding the blood of our beloved Shahid Motahhari, our revolution was approved.
Martyr or Shahid Murtaza Motahhari, usually we call him Ustad or Muallim. The Muallim term can be basically translated in this way. It's not just teaching something or he learned something. Basically, he was practically living his life according to what he learned.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher and analysis on the thoughts and works of the most outstanding Muslim thinkers in the nation of Islam all across the world, with the presence of two religious experts from the Islamic House of Qom now in the studio, Dr. Murtaza Razazadeh and Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi. Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, assalamu alaikum, brother, and welcome to your show.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for inviting.
You're welcome. And Dr. Rezazadeh, assalamu alaikum, brother, and welcome to the show.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
So in the new series of the program, The Teacher, we are mainly concerned with the thoughts and some of the most important lectures of the late Shahid Ayatollah Murtaza Motahhari, one of the most outstanding Shia Muslim thinkers, philosophers, and jurists of contemporary Iran. He has been assassinated about 40 years ago at the very beginning of the Islamic Revolution of Iran, but still his works are discussed and are translated into different languages all across the world. So we decided to dedicate some of our sessions and some of our episodes of the programs to the thoughts and works of this outstanding man. As usual, we listen to one Farsi file of this outstanding scholar, one of his lectures, and then we'll start a discussion regarding the topic of his discussion. Let's listen to that, and then we'll continue our discussion.
متاسفانه این کم رفتن ماها به مساجد و به معابد و به مجالس دینی.
Unfortunately, as we go to the mosques infrequently and our children go to the mosques and religious gatherings less because of their homework or whatever, the children are not attracted to prayers from the beginning. But it's a duty. Islam says, make your children say prayers. It does not say order them, shout at them, yell at them. No, use whatever you can think of to encourage them to say prayers. We must go to the mosques with our children so they become familiar with such places. We ourselves were used to going to the mosques since childhood. But how often do you go to the mosque in today's conditions? Now our children become 6 years old, go to school, high school, and university, but they've never been to the mosque. So they'll definitely be unwilling to go to the mosque. They surely will.
Welcome back. This was Shahid Murtaza Motahhari talking about the important topic of prayer or salat of the children. Okay, Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, different topics have been tackled by Shahid Murtaza Motahhari. First, the, we can say, encouraging environment for the children. But the important case is taking the children to religious places like mosques. You know, so habitually the Muslims and we can say all around the world do this action. But you talked about the important concept of the ma'rifah of the salat, you know, taking the child into the masjid. The child has the ma'rifah, which is nurtured inside the house. And then the salat will work, as a true Muslim can call it. It is very difficult, isn't it? How we can make it easy for us, I mean, for ourselves as the parents to do so.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Obviously, a teacher cannot teach something unless he learns about it first.
Himself.
So if the parents are the trainers, or obviously the mother is the first trainer of the kids, she needs to educate herself up to the amount that she can basically train the kids for the first 7 years, and after that, one of the rights of the kids or children on the parents is that the parents should provide them the best teacher. And this teacher, usually we refer to the modern, like, education, mathematics, physics, or
yes,
the schooling, basically, teachings. Yes. Here, when it is said in the riwayat, in the narrations, that it is said this is the right of the children, that yes, the parents should provide them when they're 7 years old onward, they should provide them the best teacher. It means the teacher who trains them in the, like, being a good man.
That's right.
And that is like religious studies, maybe, like, because we separated the world and the religion.
Yes.
Whereas it is all one.
When it is the time of sports,
yeah,
mathematics, so, or something like
we
that.
We separate religion
music
the same way.
Okay.
Shahid Mutahhari here is referring to the very important thing, and that is obviously when you're taking your kids to the masjid or mosque, they're getting familiar with other people.
Mm-hmm.
On top of that, they're getting familiar with the imam of the masjid.
That's right.
And it is the duty of imam of the masjid, because he's the imam. Imam means he's the leader. He is the leader of his town. He is managing that mosque. So it is his duty to train these kids when they're coming to him.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to provide them such an environment in which the kids should feel like easy, or it should be a friendly environment for them. Taking to the mosque, yes, obviously there are some time like we cannot force them,
okay,
to pray or to basically do some kind of
that's
rituals.
Right.
But when you go to a public place, mm-hmm, where other people are doing,
yes,
and they saw us,
okay,
doing that, and other people or maybe the other kids, they get encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
So this is one of the ways that,
okay,
Shahid Mutahhari is referring,
yes,
and that's what he says, like our parents, like he's talking about himself, that
yes,
our parents, because they took us to the mosques,
yes,
that's why we are familiar.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
And the modern world, Dr. Rezazadeh, is busy, has made us busy, and our children busy, you know, with different things.
Yes.
The social media, the different animations and the movie series, TV series on the TV, okay?
Yes.
So, the case is that in the past it has not been so. I mean, maybe going to the mosque for the child has been taken into account as a kind of also the fun time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going with the parents into the masjid, seeing the other kids over there and the other adults over there, you know, talking, chatting on different topics. But nowadays in the modern world, I think it's made, as Shahid Mutahhari also said, the responsibility of the parents is stricter for them in the modern world, isn't it?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Actually, the responsibility has always been high,
mm-hmm,
but yeah, maybe when there is more you know, possibility of danger or risk, yes, the responsibility gets higher. But there is one thing here that can be very helpful if we pay attention to that. And that is the nature of our needs. You know, we human beings have two different types of needs. Generally speaking, in a very general way of talking about it, there are type of needs that are very directly and obviously tangible. For example, I get hungry and I feel that I need food. There is another type of needs that it is absolutely very important, But it is not that much tangible unless someone like an expert reminds me of that need. A very obvious example of that in, you know, natural needs is like a vitamin. For example, we all need different vitamins and minerals in our for the well-being of our body.
That's right.
But most people, you know, who knows, how can we know that we need vitamin C or vitamin B unless an expert reminds
or vitamin D, which is very important.
So we need to if we go to a doctor and based on that on his expertise, he tells me that, okay, you need vitamin D, so you need to take that pill, or you need to take more to be exposed to more amount of sunlight, or these types of things. So this is a need. This is a real need, but sometimes, but we do not know. We are not aware of that need unless someone reminds us.
There is an expert over there letting you know, okay?
And many of these needs that we neglect and we forget in this world, in this, especially in today's world, are real needs. They are original, extremely important needs, but some of us have forgotten about it. And we need reminders from the experts to remind us that the well-being of every single one of us is based on paying attention to both types of needs. And the spiritual needs is one of them. You know,
so what is your clear suggestion? Selecting an akhlaq teacher for ourselves and our children, and letting him, we can say, educate us regarding different topics, including Salat? Is it one practical, for example, suggestion from your side?
Not necessarily this way, because of although it will be very good if someone has a, you know, a private, you know, like tutor or teacher for ethics and everything, but because this is not practically possible for everyone. We also need to give more general advices so that are more let's say practical for a larger number of people. Yes, if it is possible for people to be in touch with a scholar, with a spiritual person, that is absolutely very influential. But sometimes, because it is not possible for us, what Shahid Mutahhari suggested here can be very helpful. He simply said, okay, take your child to the mosque. When you take your child to the mosque, he or she will start socializing with other people who are actually concerned about spirituality.
That's right.
And that really, you know, I mean, naturally has an impact on him. So that is one way to going to a spiritual place or a religious place. That is another very practical method.
Yes.
And just like what Sayyid says, there is the imam of the mosque and other people who actually, and also the responsibility of the community. You
Very
know, I also want to emphasize on that.
Okay.
You know, in different countries, whether we are living in an Islamic country or a non-Muslim country, we actually, in all places of the world, alhamdulillah these days, we have somehow religious Muslim communities.
That's right.
Being in touch with them has a really important impact on the well-being, I mean on the spiritual and religious well-being of the child. So to make it brief, I would say that, get back to what I was saying, that first we need to become aware, we need to remind ourselves that this is our need. When we forget about that it is our need, we will not pay attention to that. After that, when we are reminded of that, when we are aware of that, we need to take practical steps, either by getting in touch with the scholars or spiritual people, or by going to religious places, spiritual places.
That's right.
And in addition to all of these, different ways of that, different methods, you know, reading religious books.
Okay.
And the last but not the least, the role of the parents themselves.
Very good.
It is not necessary for the parents to be, you know, the highest religious and spiritual people to be trainers for their children. Just the fact that they pray can have the biggest impact and the biggest message for the children to follow them.
Okay. Thank you very much, Dr. Zadadeh. Dear listeners of iRab English Radio, thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, The Teacher. Do not forget to visit our website, parstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page. Also, visit our YouTube page, Call of Islam Radio. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanil.
had a teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures. Oh Allah, we've shamed ourselves, we've strayed from Al-Mu'allim. Surely we've wronged ourselves, what will we say in front of him? Mu'allim.